I'm glad you can make it. Erica, getting close to the microphone there.
Okay.
I just want to say, you know, you're in between. Here's an owner-operator who's been doing it, and she's in between, like, coming here and going and picking up her child at school. She has to be through by 3 because she's got to go pick up her child. Why don't you move over to this microphone?
Sure.
So, I mean, people don't understand that if you are owner-operators, this is the kind of thing you have to do. And
right.
Often I come in and I see your husband, Richard.
Mike.
There. Mike. I keep calling him Richard.
That's okay.
I see Mike in there, you know. And and everyone you have in between you running around and doing things are always really wonderful people.
Thank you.
And you've been in business how long now?
We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary in September, so
wow.
That was a huge milestone for us. So
is it really 10 years?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
So it's crazy, you know, in a way to think it's the, my firstborn, I guess, is 10 years old now. So
wow, and you have your beautiful little girl who's how
I
old
do.
Now?
She's 3.5.
Wow.
So, yeah, the plate is full, but lots to be thankful for, and yeah,
you've had a lot of challenges, too. Mm-hmm. I know you went to England, and I love traveling. You travel, too, because you have family in England,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
And you were back there, and your husband had an emergency situation. He had to go through surgery. And
yeah.
I mean, no one ever wants that when you're traveling. You don't expect
no.
that. But then when you're dealing with that and then going back and
yeah,
handling
the store. Yeah, it was a lot to handle.
you survived it.
I did.
With the help from your friends.
Exactly. Yeah, we got through it, and he's doing better, and yeah, we're just, like I said, we have a lot to be thankful for. Certainly with the holidays coming up, it's a good time to reflect on what you're grateful for. And we're thankful for, you know, that we've been there for 10 years. You know, it's not something that, you know, for a small business, it's difficult at times. And
a lot of businesses can't say they've made it 10 years.
Yeah, we're very thankful for that, for sure. And, you know, we're thankful to the community for supporting us.
I love your story. In fact, don't walk out without me giving you the new book. I have the How to Fly with Less Stress and Ave Maria CD that I want to give you before you leave. I know, but you have to go pick up your kid.
You're fine.
but it's, I think some of the things people like, because I go in there and I shop, and number one, you're a very nice and beautiful woman, and you're very gracious. No, you are. You're very, very gracious and wonderful, and I actually love Wailuku for that reason.
Right.
Because there's lots of other towns, I think Makawa kind of, but I know I can go on down the street and I know, you know, who's at Wailuku Coffee Company, and I know Terry over there at the shoe store, and of course I bank at the bank across the street and know the people there, and of course I know you, and everyone knows Richard,
right?
The pawn shop, Richard. And so, it's kind of like that. It is really a small town little place that is owner-operator based. So this Saturday, shop a small business day, you know, and you're a small business. And
we're looking forward to it.
I really want to encourage people to say, hey, I don't have to go in, you know, a big shopping center big box store.
Right.
You go in a big box store, you have to deal with traffic, you have to deal with parking, you have to deal with long lines, and usually no one to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how many times I've gone in places and I can't find it and I can't find anyone to help me. So I look around for 15 minutes trying to find what I'm looking for and then find out they don't have it or something like that, right? But you're a lovely little store. You walk in the door of Green Tea Boutique, Green Tea Massage, at 40 Market Street, and there's this lovely, peaceful vibe. There's this smell because you have these beautiful lotions and potions and lovely things. I probably bought 5 eye masks, the lavender eye mask.
Yeah, that's a popular.
Well, because you know what? On long flights, you can easily leave them behind.
For sure. Yeah, they end up getting lost along the way.
But I just have to rave about them because these are made with lavender, and they've got satin on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I just adore them because, you know what? You don't realize how much light is flashing around in things. And when you put these on, the lavender relaxes and soothes you, and it cuts out the light, and you can so easily sleep with
these. Well, it kind of blocks out the light going from the top and the bottom, which a lot of them, the bottom kind of gapes open. So these ones, a lot of people like. We have a lot of people that work night shift that love them. They come in for them because they really do block out all the light. So.
And they smell so nice.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I put them in my carry-on, the whole bag smells like lavender,
right?
Which is really nice. if people have stressful necks and mm-hmm. kind of hold, like me, hold your shoulder. Are you holding your shoulders way up there?
That's where most people hold their tension. Breathe,
and then you have still the ones you mm-hmm. put around your neck. What do you call those ones?
Shoulder wraps.
The shoulder wraps. Mm-hmm. You can heat them up, and on a cold night, put them around your neck and it relaxes. Mm-hmm. Or you can actually put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah, you can freeze them, make mm-hmm. them cold for cold mm-hmm. therapy, or heat them in the microwave for warm therapy. That's a popular thing that we sell. We, you know, being that we're a spa, we like to have a lot of products and services that kind of complement that. As you know, I also love to support local businesses too. So a lot of the products I have are made locally too,
like, as much as possible. Like, give us an example.
Well, I carry the Elite Cooler Lavender, which is I've sold from the beginning, and I have a lot of people that come and get it from me because
you have
they
the
don't
lotions,
like
the hand lotions. I mm-hmm. think, yeah.
Most of the spa type products, mm-hmm. you know, the bath type products.
Those are lovely gifts, folks. I mean, everyone loves the lavender, mm-hmm. and they're made so well, and they're beautiful, and they right. smell so good. You use them. If you get those, people really do
yeah.
use them.
And you know, a lot of people come and buy them as gifts. They send them to neighbor islands, too, mm-hmm. things like that. We do have Maui Sun Tea. Her tea's great. I've carried mm-hmm. that for many, many years, too. Have a skincare line made that's made locally. One of my massage therapists, actually, she is an herbalist as well, so she makes her own tinctures as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I have to point you in that direction.
Yeah, you
time.
Do. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's great. Island Alchemy is her business. So
I like that name.
Yeah, we just, like I said, a lot of products that complement the services as mm-hmm. well.
You got some new purses in. What's the line
we
of
got
purses
some,
you're carrying?
Yeah, we carry these little clutches. They're made by a company called Papaya. They're actually in Oregon, I believe, on the West Coast.
They're very, very beautifully done, kind of bright and cheerful and
they
light.
They have nice messages on them, sort of uplifting, encouraging messages. And they come in different sizes, like sort of a little makeup clutch type
right.
size.
Which
they
is good for traveling.
Coin purses, or they have a wristlet that they've just come out with. And a bigger size that you would put like iPad or something like that in. So those are super popular.
Also, you have you have some little slippers.
Little slippers, yeah. Being that we are, like I said, a spa, we focus on health and wellness. And we've carried the Okabe shoes for a long time. They're not very nice-looking, supportive shoes. Often, you know, shoes when you get them, and they're good for your feet. They're not necessarily the prettiest. So these mm-hmm. ones are actually really nicely done. They're nicely made in the U.S., and they have a 2-year guarantee on them too, so if they break or anything, they're made in a single mold, so they're very durable. They don't break really mm-hmm. easily, but they're very comfortable. I started wearing them actually when I was pregnant. I discovered them at one of the hotels. They had a sale, and I happened to walk by and saw them and bought a pair. And then the lady that sells them happened to be on island, and she came in the store and said, "Hey, you know, have you heard of these shoes? Here's a free pair." I was like, "Sure."
Oh, right. Yeah.
So we started carrying them last year, and a lot of clients have really liked them. And my husband has been wearing UFO's shoes, which is also ergonomic, supportive, good for your feet slippers. And those are more unisex. So we just actually last week got in a shipment of those, which a lot of people are familiar with. So now we have slippers for guys and girls that are good for you.
And I don't know if a lot of people realize that you are open 7 days a week. You're not going to be open Thanksgiving
no.
or Christmas. But people don't realize, and mm-hmm. a lot of places are shut on Sunday.
Right.
And because people don't realize it, you can go in on Sunday and there's mm-hmm. no traffic. You know, there's lots of,
parking
on Market
exactly.
Street. No problem parking. And it's kind of this easy way to pop mm-hmm. in and pop out.
Right.
But let's talk about the thing that really people over the 10 years have loved. You have a lot of repeat mm-hmm. people who just come for the massages, and they
right.
just love your masseuses. You have a great collection of masseuses who have been very loyal to you, who
yes.
are excellent, right?
Yeah, I'm very lucky in that regard. We do specialize in therapeutic work. We do a lot of work with insurance if you've been injured at work or in a car accident. We also contract with some health insurance companies. So over the years, that's sort of been the direction that we've gone into. So we certainly...
Do you know which health insurance? Because I'm thinking it's yeah. open.
We contract with some of the Kaiser and some of the HMSA plans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that's
it has
to
be, you know, added into the plan.
Uh-huh.
But that's something that over the years, not many places take it. So
yeah.
we've had a lot
that's
of people
nice
that love
thing.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like I said, we're very community-based. We focus on locals. So you know, it opens massage up to a lot of people that probably couldn't afford to come regularly.
And you have male and female regular clients, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, some guys, when it's their first time, they sort of walk in and they can tell they're like, oh, is this for just ladies? And but, you know, I would say actually pretty much 50-50 male, female clients. We have a lot of men that come in too.
I wouldn't guess that.
You know, everybody works hard. You know, a lot of guys that are into do construction or, you know, we all work hard. So, like I said, we specialize in the therapeutic work. So what the girls specifically like that do massage there is that they get to see the same clients over and over again, whereas in a lot of the resorts and things, you're working more on tourists, so you don't actually get to sort of follow people and see the results. So it's really nice to kind of build up, you know, a clientele like that and to have that rapport going with them and get to know them and know their bodies and get to really see the results with them.
A massage when you're going through a lot of stress, in fact, including if you've just been on a vacation. I know it sounds crazy. You're on vacation. You shouldn't be stressed. But when you have to fly a long distance on a flight back,
right.
Having a massage is real. You'd be amazed how tight some of these seats are in the planes.
Oh, and it gets smaller.
You're holding your elbows in trying to fit into the seat, and your head's not aligned, and they don't want you to stand up these days because they don't want anyone standing near the galleys, you know. Or it's
right.
Like, well, where are you supposed to, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
So, you know, oftentimes after a long trip, it really does help to have a massage, and it's amazing how you can work some kinks out.
For sure.
Yeah, it smells so beautiful in there, and there's lovely scents and oils and lotions you use, so that really also helps clear the nasal passages out and keep you healthy as well, too.
Yeah, I usually have diffuser going with some kind of essential oil going in there.
You have a great collection. If people want a special gift to give, and boy, these are reasonably priced. I mean, sometimes I've seen oils that they've gotten really expensive, like $50 and $60. But you have a lovely collection. And even, I don't know if it's, I just this morning, I put on some frankincense oil that I got, which is a lovely gift for Christmas. And you have one that's called Peaceful for Sleeping. I forget that one, but that's a lovely one,
restful
too.
Restful Sleep or something like that.
Yeah,
I carry the Auracacia oils. It's a nice line of oils. I do also
Lavender one, Spike you have, yeah.
Yeah, I do also have some doTERRA oils. Generally with those, I just kind of order them as needed.
Which also can be used in diffusers.
Yeah,
which make
any
a nice
of them
gift.
Can be used, yeah, in the diffusers. And
But I tell you what, I love your oils, and it's hard to find necessarily around, so if people are looking for a little gift to give to an office worker or a friend or something,
right.
Those oils are lovely, and they last.
For sure.
I mean, I've used the oils because I use it when I meditate. I put it on my hands or on my pulse. I've had some of mine last 6 months or a year.
Right.
You know.
We actually, a lot of people over the years do come to us for like Secret Santa gifts and things like that over the holidays. They sort of run in, and we always wrap it in a little bag and tissue and stuff for people. So.
Well, that's cool. Well, everyone, like I say, everyone will use. I have bought gifts here. I've used your some of the wonderful lavender lotions there, and the oils.
And candles
and
as well.
And that's the teas are nice. In fact, you could make up a little gift basket that would be a lovely gift if you put a couple of those together, you know, and make it as a gift basket. It'd be a really, really super nice gift as well, too.
Right. Nobody can be too relaxed, right?
No, I tell you, you know, it's funny. Like I say, I travel a lot, and everyone says, oh, it's got to be so great. You're living in paradise, and all you have to do is enjoy the beautiful. I say, well, you don't understand that sometimes people working here don't get a chance to relax like visitors get to relax.
Sometimes it's not quite the same, huh?
It's more, a lot of us have to work a job or two or something, you know, to be able to afford to live here. In fact, most of my friends work a job or two to be able to afford to
That's
live here.
The way.
So, you know, we have to treat ourselves as nice. And I'll tell you, taking an hour out for a massage. In fact, you have some packages. What are some of the packages you have for massage?
Yeah, well, our massages, we offer a 50 or an 80-minute treatment length. So depending on, you know, what your body needs and what your budget dictates, you know, some people love the 50. Some people only do 80. We do some combinations with like a spa package, which is a super popular gift. We do a massage and a facial, so you get 50 minutes of each, so a full body massage and a full facial.
Oh, sounds so good.
And that's $148.
That's
plus
a
tax.
Great price. Mm-hmm. That's what one massage would cost you in any of the hotels. Actually, I think it'd be more than that at the hotels, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's definitely affordable, but our massage therapists are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
So you get a great treatment. Yeah, the combo is really nice.
That's a nice one. Now, what's also nice is because you get a lot of men who come in, but a lot of times men don't know what to buy their girlfriend or wives or significant others. And I tell you something, guys. Women love to have a massage, and you can't go wrong with a gift like that.
Yeah. Well, there's only so many things people need. Sometimes you're like, eh, I don't need any more stuff. But, you know, a lot of people sometimes say, don't make the time or, you know, put aside the funds for themselves to pamper themselves like that. But it's really important.
I also probably should give out the telephone number because people, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Erica. Erica's owner of Green Tea Massage and been around for 10 years. And we're supporting, especially on the show today, local businesses. And you've been one that I just have followed, I think, since its beginning, you know. And people can call you at 242-8788 to book a massage. And, you know, you'll even tell them if they have a particular massage they want. You'll tell them about which masseuse might be perfect for them. And then they find the one they love and they can always come back for that. But you even can, if people were to call 242-8788 at Green Tea Massage, you could even arrange to have that gift given as a certificate, and people could come in and get their massage, and the guys don't even have to or
go
girls
to
women can buy it for men as well, and that way you can have it right there and just say that oh, I got a special gift for you and it's a massage.
And you can actually do them online. We have added that feature a few years
ago. Didn't know
so
that.
People can just go online and pay for it through PayPal and then just add in instructions and we will mail it to
I was not aware of that. I'm so glad you came. I did not know you did that.
Yeah, we added that a few years ago, so we have a few people that do that, but not a lot. Most people come in the store because it's, you know, it's pretty convenient. But if it's difficult for you to get there, then we can certainly do it over the phone or on online.
What's your website?
GreenTeaMaui.com. T-I.
Green Tea, like Maui. T-I, like the plant. GreenTeaMaui.com. So since it is Thanksgiving, we're just kind of doing a little reflection. What's the things that, some of the things you're most grateful for, Erica?
Well, number one, of course, is our health. You know, certainly after the scare we had with my husband last year. My daughter, who's my life, my heart, my world, you know, I couldn't imagine my life without her. And just feel blessed to be able to have been on this island for as long as I have. You know, it's a beautiful place to live.
It
is. You know, to be in this community and have the community have supported us all these years is certainly a blessing.
You have a lot of friends even just there on Market Street, don't you?
Yeah, it's a real sweet community feel there, and yeah, we like being there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting because in the beginning you thought it'd be kind of better in Kihei, and you tried to open one in Kihei, and it didn't quite.
That.
It did, and it wasn't the same, was it?
It was just a different vibe for us. Yeah. It was certainly something that the opportunity came up for us to try it, and you know that was before we had our daughter, so we had a little more time on our hands. So we did try it, and then we knew my daughter was on the way, and we were kind of like, well, let's sort of make life a little more simpler instead of so complex. You know, it was the fact of manning two stores with two phone lines and two schedules and two sets of bills. So we actually, my husband built the rooms upstairs at the location we're in now so we could have more room there, because we knew that, you know, we certainly had the traffic coming there that we could support that. So
as a woman business owner, and you know, like I say, for 10 years now, and you're very much on top of it and together, but you seem to also but you're also so sweet. People, I mean, it sometimes it's hard. So has it been, I mean, and then you have your family, you have your kids. What's the most challenging thing as a woman business owner?
I think
that you just said it in that side.
I'm lucky I get probably more massages than the average person. I've certainly started making myself do that every couple of weeks. I think just, and most women probably feel the same way, just trying to have that work-life balance, family balance, struggling to kind of make it all work. And, you know, the mom guilt is a real thing.
It is.
You don't really
know
it until you experience it. You're like, oh. You know, so, I mean, the struggle is real for sure, trying to find that balance. But you know, this is something that I learned quickly when my husband was really sick, is that, you know, people say, how are you dealing with that? How are you coping with everything? And the only way I could do it was just one day at a time. You know, if you think of a week or a month or what you've got to do, you know,
it'd be overwhelming. Absolutely.
There's no other word for it. So, you know, I would just say, okay, today, this is what we're going to tackle today, and then tomorrow will be tomorrow.
And you look beautiful. You look fabulous. You're always very much in that beautiful space in the moment, and very, very friendly and wonderful when you're there, and you have great people working when you're not there. So I just wanted, it's been so hard because of your time to get you in.
I know.
To get you in here.
I was just like, okay, we're going to do this. This is going to work today somehow.
But I'm really, really grateful that you have, because I've known you for a long time, mm-hmm. and I just love this store. I really do. And I'm so glad it survived 10 years and you get to celebrate 10-year anniversary after all you've been through. It's just wonderful. And I'd like
to
encourage people to support you as well. Mm-hmm. And they'll be glad they did, because you know what? You go in there and it's not stressful at all. In fact, you go in and you feel beautiful and you feel good, and you know, it's easy. It's not a difficult shopping experience at all. It's very easy shopping experience. And don't forget, you can go in on Sundays, or you can even call if you want to get or go online, greettmaui.com, or call 242-8788, 242-8788. And it's a way to get a lovely gift, whether you want to get that lovely, I love them, the eye mask, the lavender eye mask, the body creams, the massage oils, or any of the oils I love the oils that you have. One of those lovely purses you've got, or maybe create a gift basket, or the teas. You can make a lovely local Maui gift basket there.
Absolutely.
And put it together, make a great basket, and say, hey, this is all locally done, locally owned and operated, and supporting our business. And don't forget, folks, this Saturday, support your local small business. I mean, I know what it's like. You know, I'm in business too, and it's really, people don't know what it's like, but they sure appreciate your support. And all the businesses here on Maui will certainly appreciate you going in and supporting their businesses this Saturday. It does make a difference. Every single person who makes that decision that I'm going to support my local small businesses can be a make or break decision, actually, you know. Mm-hmm. And people don't really think of it that way, but that's the bottom line,
right?
It can make or break the difference, right?
Support each other.
So I want to wish everyone a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, everyone, for listening all these years, and have a happy Thanksgiving and a big aloha. Perfect.
Peace out.